This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now the continuation of the DJV program, which today features the lovely and talented Victoria Keelan and the lovely and talented Doug Steffen on the air with our minds and our voices in gear, talking about things that are going on in the news, things that come across in our experience quotient, what's what and who's who. The president of South Africa, named Cyril Ramaphosa, has declared a state of emergency and disaster after rains down there brought devastating floods. You've seen some of these pictures. We're so focused on what's going on in Ukraine that we tend to not pay much attention to what's going on around the rest of the world. But there were a lot of people who were killed, homes and businesses destroyed. Charlize Theron, who is a native South African, has gone public with an outreach project collecting donations to provide food, water, and other basics to many millions of families who have been displaced. It is a mess down there. So something to at least pay a little bit of attention to in our world. We, again, seem there's always the... And I ask this question a lot, Victoria, whether or not we know... Are there more things happening now these days, or we just know more about the things that are happening because of the instant nature of news and social media, that sort of thing? That's just, you know, it's interesting because the South Africans have been developing a new solar system. You know, solar is becoming a big thing. They're working in cooperation with scientists in Sweden for a system that could store solar energy for 18 to 20 years, which is a breakthrough. It would be very advantageous for those who want to save the environment and try to help get rid of our dependence on fossil fuels, which pretty much is everybody, unless you're in the oil and gas business. I mean, pretty soon we all, or sooner or later, we realize that having fossil fuels as the main source of energy is not particularly healthy for the planet or for people who live on it. It's provided lots of jobs, and it was good as the Industrial Revolution broke open. Having oil and gas were the reasons that the Industrial Revolution exploded the way that it did. Gave us a source of power that was easy to get at and cheap, and so now we're moving on and want not to have carbon emissions. That doesn't mean that what they did was bad. I go around to saying some of the same things that people do about the fossil fuel industry, because the fossil fuel industry got us to where we are. And it's easy for people to forget that. Oh, it was no good, man. You know, I don't have anything good to say about ExxonMobil, because I think they're a bunch of lying cowards who gouge people. You can't go by a mobile station and see gas that's any, it's like seven, it's always 7 to 10 cents more at a mobile station than it is at the gas station up the street. It's just, that's the way they do stuff. And anyway, that's not the discussion. The discussion is this solar energy, this potential to have self-charging electronic systems, Victoria, that will release the stored energy just as it's needed. And not,
that's great.
You know, the way it works now is you got to take it and use it when they produce it. And when, you know, then it's gone. And you can't save it. I'm looking at putting a solar, 4 or 5 acres of solar panels on the farm. And the infrastructure that's required is very expensive. And, you know, over the years.
But don't you get a huge chunk of that money back?
Yeah, but it takes a long time to do it. Isn't like,
oh, well, in New Jersey, my cousin, in New Jersey where I am, my cousin put solar on her house, and she got a reimbursement, like in a lump sum. It wasn't even
It's different if you are doing it on your home property versus what might be the circumstance if you have a solar field. Like, you drive around the highways now and you see lots of solar fields. You go out into Arizona, and there's some huge solar fields. You go down 93 and 95 on your way from Las Vegas into the heartland of Arizona, and you can see all those things all across the desert.
So if you have a solar, if you have a big section of your farm or a section of your farm that's going to be solar, how does that work? Do you become the utility provider?
I can do it either of two ways. I can own it, and
then, like, I could buy my electric from you. I mean,
no,
not here in New Jersey,
it has to
but
go
I mean,
into
like,
the grid. It has to go into the grid, or I can lease the land to people who are going to be in the solar business. It's not my business, but I could use the land productively that way, and that's sort of what I'm weighing at the moment with a couple of different proposals. But it's a way. I don't listen. I wouldn't put up, you know, the fallacy of those big. The more I read about the wind powered, the big, what are the big pillars?
Those wind turbines.
Wind turbines that they have.
The, like out in when you drive to Palm Springs,
down the
and you 10. See them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they're all over the place now. We have them in Massachusetts, out in the ocean, and
they're going offshore in New Jersey too now.
Yeah. So, but the point of understanding how they work is that they require huge amounts of petroleum. Grease, oil, certain other substances that only can be procured by using fossil fuels. So thousands of dollars worth of petroleum in order to make those things work. So you wonder if the cancellation, does it one equal the other? It just is at this point, it's kind of up in the air, if you'll pardon
the pun. Does solar have that same conflict?
No.
Oh,
well,
okay.
The problem with solar is that the panels, depending on who makes them, or can be over a period of 18 to 20 years, they start to disintegrate, especially if you're in a climate where the weather changes. That is, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, rain, snow, all those things. They begin to work at the integrity of the panels themselves. So over time, they begin to break apart, and they have things in them that my friends who are in the oil gas business are happy to tell you are very bad, very toxic, because they don't like solar at all.
Sure.
So, and my friend tells me that him sounding like you, my friend, says this. Well, this guy is in the oil and gas business in Ohio, and every time I tell him I'm going to do solar, he says, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff in those panels. And I looked into it, and yeah, there is.
Sure.
So whether you get them changed
in all technology. Yeah, I mean, look, we all walk around with iPhones and Androids. We have supercomputers in our pockets, so sure, there's a lot of toxic stuff in there.
Yeah, right. Speaking of fuel, Amazon, a company that I don't like at all. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, we're into the friend story again. This is just anecdotal. So I'm trying to get,
is that a bad thing? I feel like you're saying something that I don't understand.
No, what? When you always are talking about your friends? Well, no,
well, that's what real life is. All of our friends talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, they don't want their names used, or else I would use first names.
Protect the innocent.
Sure.
So this, I have a field about 14 acres that is loaded with woodchucks and as geese. And it's just about sent me over the edge, because I'm tired of dealing with the woodchucks. 118 woodchuck holes in this one field. Last year, it keeps getting bigger every year. So I've been trying to figure a way of, I bought a bunch of traps and that sort of thing. But a friend of mine uses foxes. There's a company that makes false, whether they call them foie fox, which is false, you know.
Faux fox? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Faux fox. Okay.
Yes. Sounds better, actually. It's easier. Rolls off your tongue better. Faux fox. Anyway, so they're made to look just exactly like a fox, and they make them with tails that wag in the wind. So when the geese,
like you put a little like statue, like
yeah,
an owl.
Yeah, you just put it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You put that in the field, and that
you
scares
off. If you get one of those, you need to post that on
social
media.
I ordered four of them. Yeah.
Okay. You definitely have got to put that on social media. That sounds incredible.
And I also.
So this is supposed to. So the woodchucks are afraid of foxes. I'm learning because I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
So
well,
then
coyotes, and they look like the foxes. Look like the coyotes, and the coyotes eat the woodchucks. They can't catch the geese, but they can catch the
woodchucks. But don't woodchucks live in the holes that they...
Yeah. Right.
Make? Okay. Yeah. So the foxes, so, I guess, and coyotes go into the hole to get them?
Well, as far as they can. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. Yeah. But I know where we've knocked off a lot of coyotes in some of the fields because they're dangerous to the animals, my animals. That's where the woodchucks come back in to season, if you will. There are a lot of woodchucks around this particular field because there was an airport next door, and now there's a building, it's a big industrial park. So all the land that they could have been in there, they've been chased out of. So they're kind of gone, and so the woodchucks coming back in droves. And between them and the geese, you think this is easy.
That's my favorite, I always think of you every time. I love Grace and Frankie. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And in the couple earlier seasons when Ernie Hudson was dating the Frankie character, Lily Tomlin's character, he's a farmer, and she's like a complete animal lover and like PETA nut job. And so he says to her at one point, because she catches him having to go out and shoot a wild boar that's been eating all of his chickens. And she's like, okay, I didn't realize I was dating Ted Nugent. And he goes, you realize 40% of farming is just killing other things that are affecting your farm. And she goes, 90% of dating a farmer is ignoring that 40%. So. Anyone, yeah, it's I always think of you when I see them because they're so different, but they're a really cute couple on the show. But the stuff that you have to do to keep the farm going, and it's wild. I could never do it because there's way too much killing involved.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, to back up or to bolster what we were saying about fuel, looks like Amazon is going to start charging you a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge. It's going to begin next week, being imposed. So they say because inflation has worsened, not that they don't make $935 billion a year.
Yeah, this is such a, and they're charging, the thing about this, they're charging the people who use Amazon to sell their products. Uh-huh. So they're charging those merchants, and obviously the merchants are going to have to pass the cost on, right? Yeah. It's just, it's so, have you encountered, here's another thing with the restaurant.
That's why I don't use
the restaurant.
I started to tell a story about the guy that I was getting the foxes from. He said, well, you can order on Amazon. I said, I'm not buying anything from Amazon. So he said, I'll order them for you. Anyway, what did you say? We got a few seconds. What did you start to say?
Oh, I'll tell you later.
All right. That's good. So I'll give everybody something to look forward to on the DJV program 18 after the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Sergeant, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Hello to listeners Susie Gunn, Brandon Gensmer, and Laura Bryden listening to the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Victoria and I are here now set to focus on social media items of interest, things that are trending that it may or may not make the front page. I guess it depends on what you're reading, right, as to whether or not they're on the front page or not. I think everybody's interested in different things. Here's Angelina Jolie, who is actually talking to TMZ about her suing the FBI as Jane Doe.
This is all going back to the plane incident. She apparently, she and Brad Pitt had some altercation in 2016 on a flight where their oldest son Maddox apparently got in between them defending his mom. There was the plane was grounded. There was an FBI investigation because I guess that's who has jurisdiction when something like this happens. And I guess it's true for even commercial flights, too. If someone is acting out, then the FBI gets involved. And so they issued their report and gave it to both Brad and Angelina. And again, Brad and Angelina are going through, this is like year 4.5 now of this divorce. It's the longest divorce in history. So what TMZ is reporting is that Angelina Jolie may have disagreed with what was in that report, and she was given the green light to sue the FBI under an anonymous Jane Doe status. So the reason for that is because she wants it
obviously
hidden
that
because
didn't
she
work.
Still has. She, yeah, I mean, that, now TMZ's already blown it up. But right. I guess she wanted to do that because she has minor, and her a lot of her children are still minors, and so she didn't want their names and stuff, you know. But this is going back and forth. She sold her share in the chateau where they got married, where they make their delicious Miraval wine. She sold that out from under Brad, and she was apparently only supposed to sell it to him if she ever did sell. It's just been back and forth.
She does not impress me as being an honorable sort. That's
well,
between the lines.
I don't know, but I don't know, but it, you know, it turns out, you know, Brad wasn't Mr. America's sweetheart after all either, so I don't know. I mean, he had a huge drinking problem.
Let's put it this way.
He was abusive, apparently.
In fact, they got together while he was still married with Jennifer. If he did it to Jennifer, then he's going to do it to Angelina. It just, that's the way it happens most of the time.
Right.
With men, and with women, too. If they do it, you know, they women, there's plenty of women who have had affairs. And they left for the to the get with the person they're having the affair with, and then they a couple of years later they get tired of the person they're with, and then they have an affair with somebody else, and it just keeps going around and around and around and around and around.
Yeah, it's always smart to, you know, not get together with someone while they're still with someone else, because it's not gonna, like you said, it's not gonna end well for the new relationship either.
Well, sometimes it happens that. Especially men and women of means that do it, and they don't really pay much attention to the outcome or the ramifications because they can do it and they are able to, I don't necessarily mean get away with it, but they don't, you know, it's there's an old expression that men use suggesting that women who have money don't need men. I'm sure that there will be a few people that would argue with that, but that may sound like caustic stuff coming from somebody who's had that experience, and so take it the way if you want. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The federal government is jumping back into the mask mandate business. The Department of Justice on Wednesday said it will appeal a ruling striking down the mask mandate for public transportation after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention requested the appeal. Sarah Nelson, international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, on the Hill website, says they were blindsided when the mask mandate was lifted this week.
They were told their job was to enforce this. They are supposed to have that standing in the cabin to keep everyone safe, and that really undermines their role.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister started speaking. Yellen and Powell were joined by other world leaders, including the head of the European Central Bank, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, and Ukraine's finance minister. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As more astonishing data has been gathered from the Hunter Biden laptop, the ties between President Biden, his family, and the upper tiers of Communist China is real. The relationship between America's number one adversary and the President of the United States has been revealed. Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio on Fox News says all the ingredients for a compromised White House are present.
Well, particularly that statement where he said, I don't think you should get wealthy just because you're in high office. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement's not true, not accurate, because that's what his son got paid. And we now know, based on these text messages and emails, that it was a family enterprise. That's what Hunter Biden got paid from this Chinese energy company, CEFC. $4.8 million, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars each and every month coming to him and his uncle, part of the family enterprise. So that just doesn't fly. These guys have, it's been that way for a long time. It's just now starting to come to the surface. And look, the press now has to admit that what we all said 18 months ago was true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. It was all real, except for that, you know, fake line we got from 51 former Intel experts saying it was Russian disinformation.
There's a new record for the world's oldest living dog. Toby Keith, a 21-year-old blonde chihuahua from Green Acres, Florida, was recently given the title as oldest living dog in the world by Guinness World Records at 21 years and 66 days. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that you've come to the right place. This is the DJV program, a helpful, happy place most of the time to spend your time well, listening to and engaging with your comments as well, because we collect the comments that you have through the course, of the week, and then we use a lot of them during our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. For the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Have a round of applause for us. Victoria Keelan is here, and Doug, Steph, and Jennifer off, as is Jay. The situation, I was thinking about how we have faith. I remember the song, Faith of Our Fathers, as a kid growing up. I'm sure your mother, Nancy, would remember that, Victoria. Something that we, a hymn that we all sung when we were in church. I was thinking about Passover and Easter and Ramadan and what it is. We were just talking off the air about a certain sect of Judaism and wondering why people are faithful. And I suppose you could read that anyway. Why are you faithful to your husband, your wife? Why are you faithful to your boss? Or why are you faithful to your friends? Or why are you faithful to a belief, a church, if you will, a religion? Whatever. There's faith is a very interesting, I think, a very important word. And it usually, when you think about it, has to do with, at least in my experience, with kind of how we were created. You have faith. You know, the religions, the major religions of the world are based on a belief in a supreme being who is more powerful or all-powerful. And I kind of get that. I think that it's difficult. But as I think about my relationship to my children and having these conversations, it sort of brings me back. And all parents, I think you can probably agree or understand or identify with this. When your children are coming along at certain stages, they think that you're wonderful. And then they think you're stupid, and then they think you're awful, and then they come back around to thinking you're pretty cool. Again, I know that's the experience that I had with my children, and I think back on how I looked upon my parents or the people who were my surrogate parents. I don't know that I ever had that much of a negative thought. I think I learned a lot as I matured about the power that is greater than we are. Some people call it the universe. Some people doubt that, and then they secretly start to, you know, except the older you get or the closer you get to the end of life, I think you change, your fears change, and what you believe changes. I've noticed that with a lot of people who are my friends, who are my age, who have a different view of the world than they did 40 years ago. I suppose that's to be, you know, they're a little, they're a little more loving, a little more faithful. They're just a little, they're better people because they think if they don't atone for whatever stuff they did that they shouldn't have done, that at the end of the road they're going to be judged. And who knows whether that's true or it isn't true. You don't know what happens after you stop breathing the air here on the planet. There are those who are in the faith business of selling religion will tell you this is what happens if you follow this path, or this is what happens if you follow that path. And I'm not sure that I buy into that, but that's me. It doesn't necessarily have to be good for you. You do what you think is good for you. The people have tried to convince me, and some have done a fairly good job of it, Victoria, of selling the idea that we create our own reality in the afterlife. Whatever you think consciously is going to happen to you after you die is what happens to you. Of course, once again, you can't prove it. Can't prove any of this stuff. Which, although some people say that they can because there are people that have gone on. I think we were talking about it here a week or two ago about people who die or they've died for just a couple of minutes and they've seen the light and they've experienced the other side and they think they come back and, wow, this is fabulous. So, I don't know. I'm off on a toot for a moment because I was feeling inspiration. I don't know, inspiration. I was philosophical because I find sometimes it bothers me that people don't understand what my real motives are, and that last couple of minutes was just about me. It was therapy. Thanks very much. And, you know, what happens in all of our lives, there's we're not any of us experiencing something. Think about this. This is really, really, really hard sometimes to grasp. There is no such thing as an original thought. Everything you think has been thought by somebody else before or many other people before. You are not an original thinker. Some people think they are, but they aren't. Everything that has been experienced or thought has been experienced or thought of by somebody else. That's kind of a mind blower in and of itself, isn't it? When you think, oh, I'm the only, this is, what a unique thought that is. Nah, it's not really.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, anyway. It's like there's nothing new in fashion either.
No, right, exactly. This is a little more superficial, but the fashion industry, which you are much more up on than I am, I was looking at stuff because we're going to go to an event, all of us in Los Angeles, a big celebration of an award that the ladies got It's a national award, gave us a lot of recognition. It's kind of cool. And I was quietly looking at some clothing because some of the things in my wardrobe might not be considered up to date. and so I was looking, and I came across an article about Abercrombie and Fitch, which is usually stuff that's for younger, like my son's age or maybe even younger. I remember when he said it was for people that were his age when he was younger. But if you came of age between the two Bush presidency, chances are you probably bought something from Abercrombie and Fitch. The T-shirts, everybody in high school, the cafeteria had on an Abercrombie and Fitch T-shirt. The brand meant a lot. You were really cool, man.
The jeans were super. Everyone was into that. They had all these like gorgeous looking people as models. I mean, it was a whole thing, and it stunk so bad. They used to actually have a cologne, an Abercrombie cologne, that they would pump through the air. So when you walked in the store, you were hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God. Yeah, your son will remember that. Oh, my gosh. It was just so offensive, and it would drift out into the mall. I don't understand why they did it, but
speaking of noxious smells and fumes, there's a Netflix documentary that's coming out this week that examines the Abercrombie and Fitch culture, if you will, its legacy. Apparently, the corporate culture was really stinky. Worse than its cologne, as you've described it. It's called White Hot, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie, explaining how the company, which goes back to actually the 1800s, was a purveyor of sporting goods just for the elite. And then it became a
big label. It was like a Brooks Brothers for men.
Yeah. Right.
And then it turned into this like mall brand of jeans and T-shirts. And then it had a little bit of a resurgence. It kind of came back again in the early aughts, and then now I don't know where it is now.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting because my son and his wife are working on a television, sort of an episodic, one of those 10 or 12 episode shows about Forbes magazine, which feels like something the same here, the way Forbes operates and the way Abercrombie and Fitch are not the same, but it's a story because people are interested a lot of times in how these things come to be. They don't just happen. There's a lot of thought, obviously, that was given, and not all of it was good, according to this Netflix documentary anyway. The film recounts the innovations that propel the company's ascendance into the sort of quality that you were just talking about. Racy catalogs and, some of the men, the way they looked and the vision.
Oh, my God, they were the hottest guys on the planet.
Yeah, right. All the girls loved it, so they'd send their guys in to buy, or they'd go in and buy the stuff themselves there. I just think it's interesting in how how society evolves, if you will, and what becomes important. What's the equivalent today of Abercrombie and Fitch, would you say? Is there?
Aerie is probably the next closest thing. Aerie was, I think it's an offshoot of Aeropostale, which was a kind of a budget version of Abercrombie.
Yeah.
I think Abercrombie might still exist. I think it might even still be in the local mall near me.
No, I think you can see
them
in the malls. Yeah. You can see them around the malls.
Yeah.
But who goes there, I guess, is the...
I think it's the same age demo. I don't think they haven't changed. It's still junior high and high school, maybe some college kids. That's kind of the bulk of their audience.
Really? Huh. All right. E-cigarettes in the focus today. The FDA is going after the manufacturers. I thought this was already going on. I thought they were already the flute. There it is. The flute flavored. the fruit flavored e-cigarettes. I thought those, they're still on the market apparently. The teenagers are buying them up and smoking them all over the place and getting hooked on nicotine and then going to regular cigarettes and things like that. So what's going on with the e-cigarettes is they are promoting, they're supposed to get you off, but instead they get you on. To regular cigarettes and that sort of thing. So now the FDA is going to go after these companies who are using synthetic nicotine in the. Why am I? Am I having a brain?
Certain states had eliminated the mark. Well, okay, so what you're thinking of probably, because there are multiple layers to this, it became illegal to market the flavors to anyone under, I think in our state in New Jersey, I think it might be 21. So the marketing of those flavored products became illegal. The products themselves didn't necessarily, they're not illegal, but now, because they've been using this loophole, now the FDA, I guess, has closed that loophole, and they will now be regulating all of these e-cigarettes. And I think that that's a really good thing, because you could still find these things at gas stations and anywhere that doesn't even sell cigarettes, you can still buy these e-cigs, and that's going to be regulated now. So I think the purpose of it will be to make it harder to get into the hands of young kids, because that stuff is so incredibly toxic. It's actually way worse than smoking a regular cigarette. And then when you add it, because you add in all the chemicals, and it's also like, I think it's like 20 cigarettes. It's the equivalent of 20 cigarettes in one e-cig. Yeah. And so kids are getting so hooked on nicotine, and they're having all kinds of lung issues, and it's
really
horrible
for you. Yep. Yeah. That'll show up, I'm sure, on our DJV download, our daily podcast, which you can find at djvshow.com. You can also hear the entire program all day, every day, as that's available, too. You go to the same site, djvshow.com, and you can hear the program in its entirety. If you've, let's say, listened to an hour on your way to work, and you can't listen to work, and you're on your way home, you can listen to it on the way home. And then we have our downloads, the most recent one, talking about the whole business of taxation, and then we got into a conversation about wearing leggings at Capitol Grill, and Jennifer Gray's nose job. How exciting is that? There are all kinds of things. I mean, I look back at some of the things that people are interested in. Harry Styles, Coachella, surprise. There are lots of things that go on every day. You may want to get caught up on them by listening to our podcast at djvshow.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bing bang, bolly wolly ding dang, ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Time for fun and effective conversation about your pets with the one and only Warren Eckstein, who manages to corral a lot of discussions regarding pets, how to take care of your pet. Pet Stories, Pet Show is what it's called. ThePetShow.com is where you find it. Warren is here with us as he is every week at this time. Today is 4/20. That is April 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month. Also, that has significance for what reason with dogs? Has to do with marijuana, right? And the wacky weed?
Yeah, and on 4/20, everyone, you know, people that are into cannabis are celebrating. It's their big holiday. It's the Christmas for cannabis people.
What's that got to do with dogs?
Well, here's the scenario, because there is so much cannabis around, and listen, people do what they want to do, but because it's legal in so many states and there is so much cannabis around, what's happening now is a lot of dogs, veterinarians are seeing a lot of dogs with toxicity. THC, for example, can cause balance problems, bad heartbeat, incontinence, even worse.
So secondhand smoke you're talking about, the dogs are not smoking the cannabis, they're exposed to it. Because their owners are puffing away.
Yeah, but it's not only the smoking, Doug. That's not the problem. You know, more and more people are not smoking. They're using edibles. Edibles are very easy for a dog or a cat to take down. Plus, listen to this. I just spoke to a vet who had a problem with this. Brownies. We all joke about pot brownies. Everyone thought about pot brownies in college and whatever. Think about the toxicity of chocolate, theobromide, and connection or a combination, rather, with the THC. So now these dogs go to the vet. They've eaten some of the brownie. They got THC problems. They got chocolate problems, and some of them don't make it. So that's something you got to be really, really careful about, especially with those edibles. So, you know, whatever you want to do, if you want to get high or if you want to use CBD, that's fine with me. Just make sure you keep it away from your dogs and cats because it'd be so dangerous. And more veterinarians see on this day dogs and cats ingesting cannabis, and in some cases it can be very, very serious.
So it's not just on this day. I'll tell you the story of my son, who has a rescued pitty named Fiona, who's one of the most wonderful dogs I've ever encountered in my life. Fabulous, fabulous dog. So they go walking around. They live off of Melrose in West Hollywood. And Brendan goes out three or four times a day with Fiona and now with Jasper, and they take a long walk around the neighborhood. And three or four times since the beginning of the year, Brendan has gone psycho because apparently on the street some, you know, the dogs can pick up. And the first time it happened, so the dog went psycho. And was breathing heavily and just crazy. So Brennan puts him in the car, brings him to the vet, and the vet says, I've seen this about 19 times today. And Brennan says, what are you talking about? The dogs go up and down the street, and you know as well as I do, dogs will pick up stuff off the street and eat it. And apparently people discarding what the things are that you're talking about, the dogs ingest them, and they go bananas. And it's happened three or four times now since the beginning of the year, to the point where now Brendan at least recognizes it. But you got to be careful. The dog's on a leash. You can't let them, apparently, in those neighborhoods, in really upscale neighborhoods. You know what I'm talking about, those neighborhoods are like.
What a shock. Cannabis in West Hollywood. Oh, my goodness. but here's the thing, and this is from a behavioral standpoint, guys. Dogs experiment. Dogs determine with their mouth. Their mouth is an important part. That's why they pick up things and they taste it all the time. Stuff that you would never even think of picking up. If you want to smoke a joint or whatever you want to do, listen. I was young once. I I did inhale when I was younger. I'm not going to lie to everybody. With the bottom, you know. And this was overseas. Overseas. You can't arrest me now.
Okay.
But anyway, the thing is, you got to be so careful. But now there's another side of the story. A lot of veterinarians are finding good results using THC in some situations with dogs and cats as well with certain problems. So you have to be careful. But just keep your dogs and cats away from any type of medication that you're using for yourself, no matter what it is, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs. But today's the big day. I'm telling you, if you live in California, 420, I was joking Christmas, 420 is a bigger holiday in California than Christmas, Easter, or New Year. Let me tell you, so just be conscientious about your pets this day.
All right, Google this week has sued scammers for running an online puppy fraud scheme. Have you seen this? Defrauding people, old people, out of thousands of dollars with promises of delivering purebred puppies to them. So apparently, Nish Noel of Cameroon, using a network of fake websites to get people to spend $700-$800 giving money for pets. Wow. That's something.
Yeah, it's a whole leasing scam. There's a whole leasing scam going out there. We'll talk about that next. It's a whole leasing scam about people leasing dogs and the dogs being repossessed.
All right, we'll hold on to that. 59 after. Thanks, Warren.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.